My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. You know, it's always fun when you introduce someone to the internet that really just shouldn't be on the internet.
Sometimes it's really kind of scary what you see them doing on the internet.
We got a story on today's episode of a dad that gets online and ends up meeting a lovely woman in China. Chaos and sabotage ensue.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
My. Crazy.
Family.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of the show, and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. And by all means, share your crazy family story with us. Go to our website, crazyfampod.com. You can write in right there. The phone number is there as well. It's 1-833-CRAYFAM, 1-833-272-9326. Call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anonymously. Share your crazy family story with us. We would absolutely love to hear it. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And one thing that a friend of mine asked, like, so this whole crazy family thing, what makes you feel like you're qualified to have a podcast about that? And I cocked my head and I went, really? Are you new here? I come from a line of crazy family stories. One day I will tell some of the stories, and they're outrageous. And I think, Tony, you've got some yourself.
Yeah,
don't you?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, anyone who's lived life a little bit is qualified to do this podcast, because you even if it's not your own family, you encounter people, you encounter families. And, you know, just through circles of friends, or more so working in media my whole life, you encounter a lot of interesting people that you go, oh my God, thank God they're not my family. But you do wonder what the stories are like from within those walls. And this show kind of brings that out.
It really does. And we certainly don't sit here and criticize. I mean, we don't, let's put it this way. We don't criticize the people who write in. Mm-mm. The story, the family, it's like, wow, good on you for getting, you know, some perspective on your family and realizing that things aren't right, because there is power in being able to sit around, kind of going back to caveman days where they probably sat around and compared stories, you know?
If you could read the hieroglyphics, there's all sort of like, oh my God, look at this crazy family story. And then they did what with that bison? Oh my God.
Exactly.
What is that stick figure doing with that bison? Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, we get a little bit of that. So yeah. Diving into our first story. I hope you're ready for this. Mm-hmm. All right. It says, my dad was always a violent, angry man, not much of a drinker or anything like that. Although for the longest time, he would leave his bongs around the house. So then when he started getting disability from the government for his arthritis and injuries, he began spending all his free time on the internet. Ooh. On his computer, he met a Chinese Asian woman behind my mother's back, and he would send all sorts of media and files to her.
Oh, God.
Like, eventually what? It got serious to the point that she would send nudes to him and random knickknacks to us kids and the family through the mail. What?
Who doesn't like some random Chinese knickknacks being sent to you by your dad's secret lover?
Oh my God.
That's screaming, I'm going to be your stepmom someday. I hope you like me.
Yeah, it really is. I am trying to buy your love early on.
Enjoy the tchotchke.
Good God. Then it goes on. Then she decided to visit Canada, which has a border only a couple states up north from us. And my dad took a road trip to see her while she had her visa. About 6 months later, my dad took his turn and visited Hong Kong for about a month to see her. God knows what happened down there. But a couple weeks in, my mom gets fed up and makes the long distance phone call to him while he's with this chick and tells him she wants a divorce. She filed a restraining order preventing him from coming into our house. This got him pissed and he pretty much lost it. When he came back to the States, he would routinely take things from the house when he thought no one was there, and he would spout crazy nonsense about my mom's side of the family. Not only did we soon find out that he was checking up on our house's calendar to see what we were up to, but he was also messing shit up, like putting fiberglass in my brother's gas tank and sugar in my mom's. Turns out fiberglass does work, for your information, and no, we're not advocating for that.
What does do?
Have you ever put anything in anybody's gas tank?
No, I know you can't do sugar, but what the hell does fiberglass do? Just kills it?
I don't know. Does it melt?
I don't know. I've heard of sugar. Go ahead. I'm going to look that up while you continue.
Sounds good. Well, the story goes on that he also quit cigarettes and lost a ton of weight while he was remodeling the new house he bought a couple towns over. And this is where the story takes an even darker turn.
Mm-hmm.
One day while he was sleeping at my grandmother's house, he laid down for a nap. It was the day before Thanksgiving. His heart exploded, pooling all of the blood on one side of his body. Well, I'm a former EMT. I can tell you he was dead. It doesn't work out well.
Uh-huh.
And that's the end of the story. That's it.
Wow. So it just kind of ends. he's dead.
Like, yeah. Just like he did.
Gosh, I'm still trying to see what I'm finding, like fiber tank or fiberglass gas tanks. What happens?
Great. Now the feds are going to roll up on you.
Less in a gas tank. What? The test was made using the company's most resistant.
What are you just going to go pull that out from the attic walls and just shove that into somebody's gas tank? What a weird thing to decide to do.
I don't even know what this does. Probably nothing good if he's like stuffing it in there like he's doing sugar. So I don't know exactly, but wow. I guess the question with that whole story is just why? If you're going to be unhappy in your marriage, you're going to go have an affair with a woman in China, nonetheless, couldn't pick it any easier way of having an affair than someone across the world. And you're obviously going there and it's pretty obvious what's going on. Why don't you just get divorced? Why don't you just say, because you're just creating more insanity. You're not going to be happy with that situation and your family kicking you out, and they have every right to at that point. Why not just get divorced? Wouldn't that make it all so much easier?
It really would. And, you know, it also makes me wonder, was he being catfished? What ended up happening with this woman? He obviously went to Hong Kong and met somebody. So there was somebody truly there, I would think.
Yeah.
Just so, didn't really say what happened.
So he gets over there and he dies. Is that how that, because I was
it sounds like he came back to the United States, messed around with some gas tanks for a bit.
Okay.
Would show up at his former house, take a look at their family calendar. You know, see what they are up to. And then one day before Thanksgiving, he dies. That's it.
I wonder if it was a catfishing thing. He was so angry that, you know, he fucked up his life for nothing and then wanted to get back in by being insanely controlling, which is what a lot of dumb guys do. In ways of thinking that, oh, this will show them that I care. I'm going to be real fucking creepy. It's like somehow that's like the natural progression in a lot of men's minds. Like, go to creepy. Yeah, that'll end well. That'll make everybody
happy.
Yeah,
that works really well on every woman you meet. Just be an asshole and creepy. Yep,
I've had to, like,
we love that.
It's so weird. As an adult, you know, I have male friends, and sometimes they'll be telling me their situations of what's going on with their, you know, girlfriends, wives, things like that. And sometimes I'll hear like they go into creepy mode. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean? Like, yo, no, like that's not like, you know, just don't. And they,
Tony, that realize. Is the best thing you could do as not only a friend, but a male friend, is to like put the two hands up, like, stop.
Yeah.
You've crossed a line. You are now in creepy zone. You need to come back this way a little bit.
People just get going on their directions of what they think is right. And I don't think they realize contextually how it appears to everyone. Because a lot of these are good people. They're not really creepy people. They never really have been. But sometimes when a guy is on a weird space or mind space, they have blinders up to see how their actions like affect or how their actions are perceived by others. And it's no way an excuse, but that's the only way I can look at this sometimes when I hear some things like, dude, no, like that's not going to go over well. That's not going to come across in any sort of way that you think it's going to. You're not going to be sitting down for a picnic dinner later and staring into each other's eyes going, I'm so glad you did that. That really made me want to come back. It's like,
well, do you think it's hormones? Do you think, the little guy gets involved and we're just, the blood flow is not at the brain anymore. And that's where things go awry.
Yeah. I think if someone who is, a little bit unbalanced emotionally, you get a lot of that where it ends up just being a rush of thoughts and how they're going to handle it. And it's very reactionary. And a lot of people don't take the moment to sit down, reevaluate, think it through. They just react. And then you get creepy when you just react.
Yeah. I think we're used to creepy from like teenage boys and and things like that. But in adulthood, you kind of hope that you've figured things out. And creepy is not an okay thing to be described as when you're an adult.
You know, you'd think that people would. But I it's kind of funny because I always thought, oh, when we get older, there'll be less creepy people. There's more creepy people. I think more people like descend into creepiness as they get older than actually come out of creepiness.
Oh, I agree. And I think you end up, working in an office with some of these creepy people too. And like you have to see them every single day now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the joy now though of remote work that everybody does these days. Is that the good thing that's going to have come out of COVID is that people can work from home without a whole lot of, let's apply for this through HR and give us a reason. Now it's like, I like my dog. That's all you need to say. You can work from home.
Hey, that works for me. I think it's a great idea to not have to work around some of these people, but I can also see it backfiring too, that now people who were getting some socialization,
gone.
Just like dogs, now they're not. And we've seen what's happened to dogs through the pandemic, that have never been socialized. Well, now we're going to have a bunch of people like that too.
Oh, I think we're already seeing it, especially on True Crime Today, the other podcast. I think we're seeing total results of the social impact of all of this in isolation. People went fucking insane, essentially.
Yeah, and I completely agree.
The lack of socialization, the lack of empathy, the lack, because everybody's just been, stuck in their worlds. But
stuck in their world, wearing their sweatpants. Yeah. Some of us, I had a pair of pants that I wore out during the pandemic, like the butt kind of wore through because I was wearing them every day during the pandemic because why dress in anything different?
Exactly.
I was either in my scrubs when I was at the vet clinic or I was wearing those sweats and that's it.
It was your
I didn't need to wear anything else.
Your pandemic uniform and... It's just crazy. It's just, we all did these things and now it's everybody go play together again, but nobody knows how to.
We got another pandemic on the way. Don't worry about it. We'll be able to pull the sweats out more time.
I can't wait. It's just going to be so exciting. Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy Family. Enjoy.